Snowback Thursday. We welcome you back in. Puck with you until 1 o'clock before we hand it over to professional radio. That would be Ian Furness. We're broadcasting from the Zogs studio. Zogs is located on Fox Island, a locally owned outdoor beer garden. Second-generation family-owned business that's been a local gathering and watering hole for Islanders since 1981. They got fire pits outside. They got live music. They got not one, not two, not five, 16 beers on tap. And a perfect venue for your next private party. Their Facebook page is Zogs on Fox Island. Their phone number is 253-549-2124. Email zogsonfoxisland@gmail.com. Big thanks to Andrew Herzog and his $750 donation to the Ronald McDonald House to raise our total $23,550. All right, let's go to the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. We welcome to the show for the very first time. Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and put your... Well, if you're driving, don't stand up. Put your hands together for our new studio host, for your Seattle Kraken. Hold on, where's the foghorn, Curtis? We got the foghorn? Where the hell that thing go? We need the foghorn. No, that's not it. That's not it. We need the foghorn. We got to find the fairy foghorn. Ladies and gentlemen, your new studio host for us, for the Seattle Kraken, Mike Benton joining us right now. Mike, how are you, man?
Fantastic. Great to be with you fellas, everybody, man, woman, and child here with Sports Radio 950 KJR. I've always appreciated the work that you have done to be the voice of the fan and for sports in this town. I grew up here until I was about seven. I've got generations of family who have come from here. So to be a part of this and with the NHL's 32nd franchise is an ultimate dream come true. Well, happy to be here with you.
That's pretty awesome stuff to say about Curtis, Mike. That's good for you. We're happy that you're with us. So for people who don't know Mike Benton, let's give it a little background before we talk a little little hockey day with training camp opening up there for the Kraken. Born and raised here, or were give us the background. Give us all the details.
Pretty much the gist. I grew up here until I was seven. Technically, I was born in Cleveland, Ohio, but my father was from here originally, grew up Federal Way High, class of 71. So after some brief work movement, him, my mother, relocated back out here after I was born. My sister was born in Tacoma, and we called this place home until I was about age seven, building more off of my father's ties out here until work hauled him further south. I still had grandparents who, you know, lived in the area. My grandmother lived in Puyallup until she was about 88 and has passed on, God rest her soul. But coming up still when I was, you know, as an adolescent, high school, you get to come back and see her, eat some, you know, delicious cookies, go see a Mariners game with Dad, and kind of like it was the good old times. And then when the job opened up for the Everett Silvertips back in 2015 to come back up here in this region, it was not a case of it was a jump, but jump and say how high. Yeah. So it was like a second home for me. My wife, Amy, has had some touches here in the area, seeing friends, and it didn't take long for her to fall in love with the Puget Sound. She grew up in California for the first 28 years of her life, and by the time we got there, maybe year three or four, we had a conversation one night after the season was over, and she said, you know what? I'm no longer a California girl. I feel like I'm a part of this area and a part of the Puget Sound. So to all wrap this up here in a roundabout to be with the Everett Silvertips for 6 years, to enjoy what they have done for me, taught me about the ins and outs of this business and in life, and then prepare this for the next step. Truly grateful for it here. So it was a nice, fun full circle.
Yeah, it's awesome, Mike. And again, Mike Benton with us. He's our new studio host here for the Seattle Kraken. You'll hear on the pregame, post game, all the intermission, and Mike will be a big presence here on this radio station. What 16 plus years, I think, calling hockey, the last six there with the Everett Silvertips. What I like about your story, Mike, is that you bounced around a bunch of small little places, and you pursued your dream of doing this, and it's awesome. It's taken you, you know, from Azusa Pacific, where you graduated from. You were up in Alaska doing games, and now to Everett, and now you get your shot to be a part of, which will be a fun organization with the Kraken, and to be a part of this KJR family. So it's awesome. It must be cool for you of having ties here, being kind of a local guy, and now spending the past 6 years calling the Silvertips games. to see now what has transpired here with the Kraken and the anticipation for this season starting?
Well, certainly you can't be surprised with just how much the anticipation, the energy has just erupted around the Kraken ever since we first saw way back in 2017-18 when this could become a reality. And then lo and behold, the team was, or the group was granted NHL status as a new expansion franchise. And then the Kraken name came to be. And all of a sudden now, here we are, first day of training camp, and the first group has just left the ice. And it was a long time coming. And, you know, I can only speak for myself, but I can only imagine for how many people who have grown up in this area, going to Silver Tips games, going to Seattle Thunderbirds games, going to Breakers games even. Just the thought of having an NHL franchise in this area to embrace and be a part of and feel like that you're a part of the hockey community with a team right in your own backyard. I mean, hey, it was a pipe dream for so, so long. So a big, big credit to so many folks, you know, even beginning with Todd Lywicki, who runs the ship here with the Kraken, and others who have surrounded him, the ownership group. They have made so many dreams come true for those who can't wait to get into Climate Pledge Arena in a Kraken jersey in just a few weeks away here.
I mean, Mike, we know it's going to be a huge success. I mean, you look at the ticket deposits, the anticipation for it, the lines to get the jerseys last week. How big do you think this is going to be in terms of how popular immediately the fan base for this team will be?
Well, man, I love how much a story really brings you into the picture as far as what kind of impact it can do. But then you take a look at the numbers, and it's just proof positive. I mean, it took the Vegas Golden Knights several weeks to meet their quota for season tickets to be eligible to make the next step as an NHL franchise. For that same number, it took Seattle only about a matter of minutes. And then they had to cap it off after 30,000 plus people looking to get tickets and then get on a waiting list. Based on that metric, I cannot see any other way that you can say that this area is so passionate and is so on fire here for the game. We've seen the energy and the passion and the amounts who have shown up here for Seahawks games. The Seattle Mariners, you know, who have been such a big, big part of this community for so long. I recall going to games not just when Ken Griffey Jr. was here, but even back when they had Dave Henderson and Alvin Davis and Harold Reynolds, and you can just feel the passion and the energy of these fans. And when that next step happens, you're going to see more and more and more that fire in you know, a big, big, huge size of volume back in the seats night after night, just like it was, you know, several years ago. The Washington Huskies, same thing. And when they, you know, it doesn't matter year in, year out, you can feel and you can sense the passion and the energy. So I really sense the same thing coming here for this NHL franchise. And hockey fans are well known for their loyalty, their energy, and their passion. There are different ways that they can understand how it works. And the benefit here of this brand new franchise is that they have so many people who, you know, push the buttons and, you know, steer the wheel here for the Seattle Kraken, who can show them how much it means. It's a great combination for what's to come out here.
Yeah, Mike, you left out drinking. They're known for their drinking, too. Heavy, copious amounts of drinking, all right? I mean, let's be honest with you. And that's what I'm looking forward to, Mike, when the games start. Mike Benton with us. He is the new studio voice here for the Seattle Kraken for us here at Sports Radio 950 KJR. You can follow Mike on Twitter. Please do so. At Benton underscore Mike. It's Benton underscore Mike. The training camp is underway. Fans are there watching it at Northgate with some media members there as well. For those like myself who don't know many of these players, who don't know what their strengths are, Mike, you have a better indication of it than I do and others listening. Based on what you know and you've seen, and obviously you know these players, where do you think the strength of this team will be this season when they start here in less than a month?
Well, any franchise who is worth their salt and wins understands in the NHL you have to have terrific goaltending, and that's where the Kraken are really set up right now, especially with Philip Grubauer and Chris Drieger, who were amongst the tops and lowest goals against allowed this last year in the NHL. You have to also think they're going to play over 10 sets of back-to-back games here for this season, which means it's going to be quite taxing on the body. You had to have a strong defensive core. You had to have strong goaltending to put yourself in position to win. And that is what they've done here with this group from the outset. I can always share that I've seen this before with expansion franchises, from the Vegas Golden Knights to the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Minnesota Wild, even the Nashville Predators back when they came onto the scene of the late 90s. Nothing is constant, especially in year one. You might see more pieces come into place. And don't forget, maybe about probably 4 years ago, folks were thinking that Vegas might have been the worst team in the league. They came to within just a couple of wins, or a few wins, of winning the Stanley Cup in their expansion season, because players are put into different positions to succeed, and a lot of players here haven't had that opportunity. They're getting a fresh start, especially up front, where they can play behind some very well-established players, you know, like Jaden Schwartz, like Jordan Eberle, when he is healthy, Yanni Gourde on top of that. They're going to be playing in a very competitive Pacific Division. Of course, yes, you have Vegas, who's going to give you a hard time night after night. But after that, the consensus is it'll be a toss-up. So if you have goaltending in place, it gives yourselves a chance to win every night, and that's what they have.
Mike, man, we appreciate it. We're happy. We're super excited you're part of the family. Thrilled for you and your family that you'll be able to be a part of this hockey community. We appreciate the time today. Enjoy your training camp, and let's do it again in the future, okay?
Thank you, gentlemen. As always, I appreciate you.
There he is. Mike Benton, the new studio host here for us, covering the Seattle Kraken. You'll hear him throughout the season, pregame, postgame, the intermissions. We need to come up with a bit with him. Bender with Benton? I don't know. I like to get on a bender. I'm not sure if Benton does. Curtis is not. He's not on a bender. Well, you know, but he's on a bender of different sorts. You never know with Curtis. He can get a bender on Diet Coke. You know what? He'll ruin him for weeks. All right. We appreciate Mike Benton joining us. Again, follow him. He's all over training camp today that's taking place over at Northgate at the complex. Follow him on Twitter, @Benton_Mike. Mike Benton, the new Seattle Kraken studio host here for us on 950 KJR. All right. We'll break. We are broadcasting live from the Zogs studio, located on Fox Island, a locally owned outdoor beer garden. That second generation been serving folks there since 1981. They got 16 beers on tap. Perfect venue for your next private party. Reach out to them via email, zogsonfoxisland@gmail.com.
Tune in today at 2 as the Athletics fantasy football insider Brandon Funston joins Ian Furness on your home for